The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Every now and then, I check in with one of our writers about what's on their minds, what's interesting them lately, and they give us a few recommendations. I don't mean to pick favorites, God forbid, but I will say this. When Helen Rosner comes around, she brings samples.
Lately, I have been irrationally and beautifully obsessed with lasagna. So I made you a lasagna.
I'm so happy.
Do you want to do the honors?
Oh my God, do I. Cheese-covered beauty. Why are we even talking? Pick up a fork.
We have forks right here. I know that for pick three, one of the they're supposed to be like, read this book, listen to this CD. I'm just like, lasagna. It's one of my things. It's not a commercial product. This particular lasagna is a recipe from a cookbook that came out a month or two ago called Lasagna. It's an entire book dedicated to lasagna by Anna Hazel, and it's just delightful. And my favorite thing about this book is that she got a blurb for the book from probably the world's ultimate expert on lasagna, Jim Davis, the creator of Garfield.
Whoa. Jim Davis, the creator of Garfield, is the world's foremost lasagna expert?
I mean, it depends on how much we are going to buy into the fiction of a fictional universe. But Garfield, I think, is the ultimate connoisseur of lasagna.
Okay.
And Jim Davis as the god of Garfield.
Here we go. Oh, you killed it. You killed it.
Oh, that's really good.
Okay, program's over. We're just going to eat this thing.
So my hypothesis about lasagna, I actually have several. My primary lasagna hypothesis is that anything that makes a good pizza makes a good lasagna.
Really?
So the one that I made for you is the classic lasagna bolognese, a bechamel, mm-hmm. a bolognese sauce, fresh pasta, though I used a little trick for this, and I didn't make pasta from scratch and roll it out. I bought egg roll wrappers.
Egg roll wrappers?
Egg roll wrappers. This is the great
Not store-bought lasagna noodles.
No, those are too thick. So it turns out that the wonton wrappers or the egg roll wrappers that in the grocery store are right. in the sort of by the tofu in the produce section, they're pasta. They're flour and water. And they are the perfect cheat method to make a fresh pasta lasagna.
Egg roll wrappers for lasagna.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent tip. Are there more exotic lasagnas that don't involve the usual bechamel bolognese?
Oh, yeah. Restaurants are doing really interesting things with presentation. There's a restaurant that just opened in Miami that's doing this bizarre kind of cross-sectionally lasagna that looks almost like a slice of, an agate or some sort of beautiful layered stone. They're cool looking and pretty and nostalgic, yeah. And everybody gets psyched when a lasagna lands on the table.
Absolutely. I've never been more psyched than I am now. Okay, is there another choice you've got?
So I was hoping to bring you a brand new jar of this sauce, but instead I'm going to give you a half full one from my own personal fridge because this is sold out everywhere. It's that good. This is a sauce called...
Whoa. I put my nose and inhaled deeply, and what is that? It says coconut cilantro chutney. And the brand is Somali Foods.
The brand is Bas Bas Sauces.
Bas Bas Somali Foods, right.
B-A-S-B-A-A-S.
This is easy to find?
It is, it's easy to find on their website if you go to basbassauce.com.
Oh, that is really good. And what do I put that on?
Everything.
That is superb.
It's phenomenal. And the woman who makes these sauces also has an incredible story. Her name is Hawa Hassan, and she was born in Mogadishu. And mm-hmm. her family fled as refugees when she was a young child. And she eventually was able to come to the U.S. and grew up in Seattle. But her mother wasn't able to come to America with her, and they were separated for something like 15 years. And when they finally reconnected, it was the Somali food of her childhood that they sort of reestablished their relationship over. So what do you taste?
It has a late-breaking kick. It's vinegary and a lot of lemon juice and jalapeno ground up in there. And there's coconut, cilantro, garlic, salt, whatever's in there. That is something. And what? So seriously, what would you put that on?
I've been making a lot of sort of chickpea curries, like my quick dinner is I sort of dump a can of chickpeas in with a bunch of spices and a little bit of coconut milk. And then I just drizzle this on top at the end.
That would make your dinner rise up and walk at attention, I think. That's pretty great.
It's a beautiful sauce. I'm obsessed with it.
So Helen, you have another pick. What is it?
Yeah, it's a cookbook. It's called Jubilee by Tony Tipton Martin, and it is a book that is just sort of this extraordinary historical cookable compendium of the food of African-American history.
This is really beautifully done. There's a photograph here of mashed turnips and carrots with rum that it should be outlawed. It's so good looking, some of these things. It's really, this is gorgeous.
The food is phenomenal.
What's some of your favorites in here?
Right now, I'm particularly obsessed with a recipe in here for fruit fritters, which the recipe is with apples, but I've also made it with pears, and she suggests trying it with bananas or plantains, which I think is brilliant. But you make a pretty simple batter with flour and milk and eggs, and you add a ton of spices to it and a little bit of rum, which is the secret ingredient, and chopped up fruit, and you drop it in a deep fryer, and you make these gorgeous fritters.
So tell me a little bit about Tony Tipton Martin herself.
She is a scholar and editor and writer. She was a food editor at a major newspaper for a long time, and realized as she was working on major food stories that there were very few cookbooks by Black chefs and Black cookbook authors in the libraries of the test kitchens where she often found herself. And, you know, so each of the recipes in here has almost a, you know, a scholarly citation. I don't want to make the book sound inaccessible or boring.
No, it's incredibly inviting looking. It's the opposite of, yeah, you know, scholarly auteur. It looks fantastically delicious. Every other page is a beautiful photograph. There's a roast turkey in there that would stop Thanksgiving dead in its tracks.
It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, those fruit fritters that I mentioned, she mentions in the headnote that the recipe is drawn from the handwritten notebooks of a Black man who was a caterer in the 1920s. Mm. I mean, there's just extraordinary threads of history behind every single one of these recipes. It's a cookbook that tells an incredible historical story and also makes freaking beautiful food.
Helen Rosner, who writes about food for The New Yorker. Helen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The cookbook is called Jubilee, and it's by Tony Tipton Martin. We tried the coconut cilantro chutney from Best Best Somali Foods, and the lasagna that Helen made was adapted from a book by Anna Hazel. I didn't save you any lasagna, but you gotta ask yourself, would you have saved any for me?
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at zbiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's zbiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.